The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. I'm Steve Crumb. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. David Rector, and we're going to try to get through another 30 minutes this week, it looks like.
Good morning.
How's everything in the big city?
Very good, man. It's a beautiful day outside today.
It is gorgeous today, and we had a pretty good week. Now, Thursday and Friday called for rain both days, and we got a few drops Thursday morning for about 5 minutes, and that was it. So that turned out pretty nice.
Yeah, well, it was an incredible week for June. I don't ever remember June being that cool, and I think we broke a record Tuesday. I never did confirm that or not, but I don't think it even got to 60 degrees Tuesday.
63, I think, is what the official temperature was, and that's supposed to be the coldest since 1967 or something like that.
But since I was born.
I don't remember 67 being that cold, but we were living in the mountains then, so...
I was 1 year old, so I don't remember. I was actually 6 months.
Well, you're just a baby then, aren't you? You're going to have to grow up one of these days.
Yep. Looks like it's going to be more towards summer. Actually, summer starts when tomorrow? I think it's summer, today. Today's the 20th.
I thought it was
tomorrow's the longest day, sunlight.
Today or tomorrow? It was today, isn't it?
Today is the longest day of sunlight.
Yeah,
for the whole year. So
theoretically,
and we're heading up back toward the 90s, so we'll probably be heading into a little mode of warmer weather.
Well, Brenda put a picture on Facebook. You had sod everywhere.
Oh yeah,
I mean everywhere.
It didn't slow us. Yeah, we trucks. We had to bring in a truck the other night, and I already had another truck there, so we had. I had to direct traffic out there in the parking lot. Let's just say that we got it all put where it's supposed to be.
I thought you might have headed up on 161 as much as you had sitting there.
Yeah, we need a little, maybe put it on the roof or something. I don't know.
No, you need to find
it. There's so much demand for it.
You need to find a home for it.
Yeah, well, we had homes. We were just waiting on the people to get there. So it's a good problem to have, I guess.
That is. We actually had a pretty good week. Now, Thursday was probably the slowest day we've had since January. Cool. And we didn't sell. We had a lot of calls and a lot of people. We didn't sell a whole lot. But then all of a sudden yesterday, busted wide open again. So I really have no clue what's going on. We're just riding with the flow.
Yeah, we had a busy week. We're selling a lot of rocks, which I think is cool. I told you this before growing up in Rock Hill. It seems silly to... sell rocks, but we're doing it over there.
Boy from Rock Hill selling rocks for a living.
Gosh, go figure.
I told you a long time ago there was big money.
But surprising thing this week is our furniture. And if you come to my store today, you're going to walk around and go, man, what's going on? Is it getting out of the furniture? We just had people coming in there yesterday. We have a little area where we sit in there and eat, and we had a table there. The lady bought it. We pulled it out, brought another table in there with – 4 chairs. 2 hours later, somebody came and bought that. It was like, and my poor Amish guy, I guess he had a couple stores closed during all this, so he's like covered up trying to make this furniture. And I've got order in, but it's not gonna be here after the 4th of July, probably. So
trying to meet the demand that's happening in a lot of places.
Another good problem for him, I guess. So.
We actually brought in another load of plants yesterday, and I can't remember bringing them in this late in June any time the last few years.
Yeah. But
like you say, the demand's there, so you got to. Mm-hmm. And we're in a very high inventory business anyway. It takes that sit on the ground 3 to 5 years before we can sell it.
Yeah.
So I can't cut the supply line off or I'm in trouble. But people coming in every day wanting landscaping done, and we're still 6-7 weeks right now. So now we got caught. We were 10, so we got caught up a little bit with no rain the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
major rain. I mean, we had rain, but not enough to shut us down. So, but anyway, I had a couple of customers this week. or last week, I guess it was, it called me because the grass was yellow, wanting us to fertilize it. And then I started thinking about it. Well, it was always a, the fertilizer wasn't going to do a whole lot of good.
Yeah, but now it looks a little different, hopefully, anyway.
In those couple of warm days earlier in the week, that all greened up, so everybody's happy right now. But we still hadn't seen a lot of bound patch on fescue yet.
Okay, well, that's good.
I thought
good,
we would have by now.
I think this week kind of saved a lot of that by being cool and the humidity going back down. We had a lot of people come in for fungus, and it was in all kind of, all grasses, to be honest with you, just various people coming in. But it could have been a lot worse. And I think this week of humidity dropping helped a little bit. And
I was expecting it to be a lot worse than it was, but fescue, most of those we've already treated them just in case, because you know it's coming, but
yeah,
just a matter of time.
It usually comes right there at the end of May, 1st of June, but if you get it treated, and we have a little iron product that's good to put on there on fescue, just helps it stay a little green, healthy during the summer.
Well, it's part of it. It's June, so people think they ought to be watering three times a week, but the temperature is not high.
Yeah, you got to watch your water. And I mean, this year I have ran my irrigation one time. I have a fescue lawn, and if you want to go look at it, it looks pretty good. I wouldn't say it's the best one in the neighborhood, but it's, I'm too busy worrying about other people's yards.
Place. That's what my
I'm
wife
worrying about other
me.
People's yards. It's like the painter.
Oh, well, you should see mine. It's a disaster. But I get to it when I get to it,
which
is usually never.
I told my wife I don't get paid to do my own.
That's it. Well, there's the music, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. We talked a little bit about the grass, but we've had some issues with plants this week, too, from all the rain. Camellias and azaleas, we seem to be seeing a disease called gall, G-A-L-L, that gets on them. It's a growth. There's not much you can do about it, and there's no cure for it. But when you get humid, wet, damp conditions, sometimes it pops up, and it's come up with a vengeance. About the only thing to do for it is pick them off and put them in a bag and get rid of them. Don't throw them on the ground because they'll spread. But we hadn't seen them in several years until this spring. But it's the question we get a lot right now is, when's the best time to plant, which we do it 12 months a year, year-round. Ideally, it's October to March. But the catch is, if you do it in October, you still got to take special care of the first two growing seasons. And growing seasons are basically the summer. Yeah. And this year, we've already had, we call them growth spurts. We've had more flushes this year already than we had last year the whole year. And we had a good year last year.
So.
You know, how long does it take to grow that plant? Well, it depends on how many growth spurts you get. So if you, normally we get four or five. Last year we got five. This year we've already had four. And I don't know how many we're going to end up at the end of the year. It just depends. And is it going to get hot? I have no idea. I used to could tell you, but now all bets are off. I mean, only the good Lord knows what the rest of the summer is going to bring. And
it's scary when October was hotter than June.
Yeah, does when you tell sense? Me 63 degrees in the middle on June 15th, I would have laughed you out of the room for now. But
It's going to get hot. It just does.
And what was it? May we had 58 degrees on Wednesday for a high and 85 on Saturday. So, you know, it's kind of off the charts. But
now, I ask you something about shrubs. Is it fine to prune pretty much everything now? Is there certain ones you
lightly
shouldn't?
Prune now. On your,
I know the hollies are going crazy, so you can cut them.
Lightly prune them. We don't recommend taking the shears and shearing them. We recommend a process called deep pruning where you go down and take a shoot inside and allow sunlight to get down to the middle of the plant. If not, you're going to have all the growth on the outer edge and
shading
bare
inside.
And bare inside.
That can cause fungus and stuff down inside the
severe hard pruning. We'd recommend you usually wait till February, 1st of March before the new growth comes out because you don't want them to overwinter with no leaves on because that's how they generate food. Azaleas, including encores, camellias, things that bloom in the spring, if you're going to shape them up, you need to go ahead and do it now. About 2 more weeks, I guess. They're going to start setting buds, the blooms for next year. So they carry the blooms about 6 months before they come out. So if you cut them later in the summer, in the fall, you're going to cut your blooms off for next year. Azalea's kind of interesting right now because it doesn't matter whether you get the encores or the old-timey ones, which I like the old-timey ones better, but that's just personal preference. They're very shallow-rooted shrubs. The roots don't go very deep, they go wide. So you really got to watch the water on them when it gets into the 90s. Now, encores will take more sun, so people plant them in sun, but that means they dry out quicker.
Yeah.
And if the leaves start rolling on them, you better get some water on them or you're going to have brown leaves and then everybody wigs. But camellias the same way. If you're going to do any, bring them back down, you need to do it pretty much in the next 2 weeks because if you wait, you're going to cut off your blooms for next year.
Yeah.
Now, the Sasanquas that bloom in the fall, it's too late.
You need to
wait on
them.
You're going to cut all your blooms off, and everybody gets upset when they don't have bloom. What's shocking me is the crape myrtles haven't started blooming yet.
Yeah.
And they usually bloom in 1st of June, and I was looking at some of them yesterday, and they hadn't even set buds yet. So.
No, but they like hot and dry.
It needs to warm up for them.
Yeah, it's going to be a while for them.
Just like your grass, it needs to warm up.
And they'll still be blooming in October maybe this year.
Yeah, and some things, it's a month behind blooming. Other things bloomed on time. And you know, and people say, well last year, last year wasn't this year, though. I can't tell you. I just know. A lot of it's nighttime temperature.
Yeah.
Same thing on grass as everything else. Till that soil temperature rises, it's not going to do a whole lot.
But. It's hard enough to figure out what time of year it is with everything else going on, and then the weather has to act crazy on top of that,
too.
So.
Another one we're getting a lot of questions on are the hydrangeas now. They've come out with some new ones, the Limelight Little Lime, that are paniculatas, and they will grow in the full sun. But there again, you got to watch your water on them because if they get dry, they'll kind of droop on you and drop a lot of leaves. And you water them, they come back, but they kind of look unsightly for a little while. But
I've got one that does. I moved it this year, and I know when it gets real hot, the leaves kind of wither up a little bit. I water it, and the next morning it looks good. But
that's because you dug it up and moved it.
Yeah,
you damaged the root.
It hadn't got settled in there yet, I guess.
But it's you got to be careful with hydrangeas. Too much sun, they'll get what we call black spots on them from sunburns. All it is, they generally they'll take morning sun. They don't like late afternoon shade. At 3 to 7 o'clock, it's usually the hottest part of the day. We haven't had that yet, but it's probably coming. The macrophilias, that is, like say on the paniculatas, the little lime, the PGs, and all those, they'll take a good bit of afternoon sun. But it's They should have been blooming a month ago, but they started blooming just really this week, some of them. And they've got some new ones out that have real cool color combinations. Now, the old-timey ones is basically the pH of the soil. And around here on our side of the county, we always said it was a acidic soil. And down get on the south side, down there near the rock quarries, it's more alkaline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, neutral seven, so it just depends. Now, one thing we had happen at the nursery a couple of years ago, we've all our water supply in the wells and the pond have always been pretty acidic. So you need 4.5 to 6.5 ideal for azaleas and hollies and things. And we got a little, started getting a little bit of color distortion. We couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And our the pH of our water supply got off.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And they said that was because of the drought. The water table dropped and it came back up. It unearthed some deposits down there.
From different areas.
Messed it up. So, but anyway, it was...
That can be true if you have city water or well water or any of that. Well,
city water, I don't know about now. My uncle worked there for 40 years back in the day, and they used to try to keep it pretty neutral at 7-0, but... They would add stuff to it to keep it from fluctuating a whole lot. I'm assuming they still do that. Nobody's told me they don't. But so it's not really going to affect your plants.
Yeah, the city should be all right. It's when you have a well pulling off
a
well.
Wells on our side of town are pretty much got a lot of iron in them, so they can throw it off. But all we had to do was switch our fertilizer to adjust for the pH of the water, but it was kind of a head scratcher for a couple of years. We'd send them off to Clemson, NC State, where nobody could give us an answer, you know. And finally, I had a fertilizer salesman that kind of looked up on it one day. Have you checked your water? No.
Well, that can be true when you're mixing chemicals too. For
exactly
the same thing with a well, more or less, and it could dilute it down, or more or less make it not work. It wouldn't really. I guess jack it up where it worked 10 times better, but it can make it not as potent, I guess.
Well, it doesn't react properly. It's what it boils down to, pretty simple.
Yep.
But anyway, there's Mr. Stephen giving us another sound of music, so we're going to take a quick break again. We'll be right back.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with all the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Steve and Tommy Crump are still taking spring reservations for designing and landscaping your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We were talking about some plants pruning and all that. Now, on your back to your hydrangeas, now your older hydrangeas generally bloom off of old wood, and the newer ones bloom off new wood, and the difference is that is you prune them at different times of the year. You don't want to cut the old wood and cut all the blooms off, so you need to figure out which one you got and when to do it. But usually, I hate to say this because people don't think bad, but we prune them when we get time.
Yeah, you know, well, it's not, have to do that.
It's not really ideal time. It's more when there's time to do it. So. And I know I got a bunch of plants in from a buddy yesterday, and before we put them up, we had to prune them because he hadn't had time to prune them yet. And that's been the case even with us. It's been so busy, you're pulling orders. Sometimes you don't get all the little things done.
Yeah,
so.
I understand.
Now, y'all don't have that problem with the sod world, do you?
That's why I had sod sitting all over my parking lot.
You had a bunch of it. I don't know how many trucks that was, but it was a bunch of it.
Yeah, it was a lot. Well, but that's nice. You know, we take orders. You know, I know some sod companies, they'll do first come, first serve, but we actually, you can put in an order for one roll of sod or one piece of sod, or you can order 20 pallets. I mean, we take orders for everything. So when they all come in, you know, we go out there and mark them, and it's kind of a fun game to see if we can actually get it all marked and get the people their sod before we run out.
Well, now you
if somebody will take the flag up after they load it, or take the paper out of the book, or a couple things, all stars line up all together, we have a 100% day. But
everybody does what they're supposed to do. Everything's all right.
We had some extra sod this week because it was cooler. You know, I can't really bring in a lot of extra sod when it's hot because it doesn't live. And a lot of people don't understand that they order it on Monday and won't pick it up on Friday. I mean, well, you know, I'm going to bring it in right before you want it to be as fresh as it
don't,
can.
Yeah, don't so show not, up Wednesday for your sod.
Yeah, it's not like a pallet of pavers or rock or anything. It's got a limited time. So whenever you get it in, pick it up, you need to be ready to roll it out.
It's a very perishable product.
Yep.
Especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And what's funny is we're still cutting fescue from Orangeburg down there. Nieces, where our farm is, and you know, it's mid-June. We've never had, and it looks great still. We still got some. I mean, as it gets hotter, we'll probably quit doing that. But usually by 1st of June, I'm like, I'm done with this because it's not looking good. But we got some in yesterday. It looked great.
Hmm.
It's strange, too. So, like I said, it's just the weather. That helped our fescue. The cool weather didn't help our warm season grasses, but they're all running now. They're moving and all looking very good.
But they could probably use it to warm up a little down there, mm-hmm. so the fields would grow faster.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Especially Bermuda, it really loves mm-hmm. the hotter the better.
Well, you only get like 4 months of growth technically, so you want to
get all you can while you can.
Yeah, get all you can.
Well, Bermuda can take over the world in 4 months. Mm-hmm. So it used to could. I guess it still can.
Yep.
It's always is a little different. And
it just doesn't grow as quick as the Bermuda. But
you don't sell much St. Augustine up this way, I wouldn't think.
No, we have some people getting it, though, a pallet here.
It's
too.
A good grass. I really like it. Now, my mom and dad had it when they lived in Hartsville, South Carolina, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually have a new St. Augustine called Tamstar, and it's supposed to be more disease resistant and insect tolerant and all that good stuff. We got it planted in front of the store, and it looks really good right now. So I don't know how to hold up, but it's not one of the grasses I recommend for this area. But there's some beautiful older St. Augustine yards over here downtown around Winthrop, and
Country
gorgeous
Country Club Estates had a few of them. That was the first one we ran into, because you got to remember, we grew up in the mountains of North mm-hmm. Carolina, and
Tommy heard of
went
that.
To school in Hickory, and I was in school up in the mountains of Western Carolina, mm-hmm. and I'd read about St. Augustine at that time, but I'd never seen it, and Matt Heyer's uncle, that works here at the radio mm-hmm. station, son, lived down in Country Club Estates, and he came out and wanted to know if we knew anything about that St. Augustine, mm-hmm. and Tommy said, well, not much, but I can find out. And he said, well, something's killing mine.
Mm-hmm.
He went down and looked at it, and you could hear the chinch bugs eating on it. It was this.
It's pretty much chinch bugs or fungus can get it. So stop them two things.
We sprayed it, and within a week, it was right back out. I mean, mm-hmm. But it does get damaged by severe cold. When you get down below 20 mm-hmm. degrees, it can hurt it. So.
Yep, but it grows good in the shade. I saw a yard. Yesterday I went down to Lancaster to help this man with his yard, and there was a giant pine tree, and this St. Augustine had grown right up to the trunk of this pine tree, which is crazy. If any grass doesn't usually, you know, grow that close right up to the trunk of a tree, this thing was like 2 foot wide at least, and it was all over it. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I usually tell people that doesn't happen, but it rarely does, I guess.
Yep. Okay, there's the music, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping is open with the latest bushes, shrubs, and plants. Take advantage of your time at home. The Crump Brothers are ready with free professional advice to spruce up your yard. Remember,
now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Museum Road, Rock Hill.
Start your swimming season the right way with Imperial Pool and BioGuard. This is Mike Elder. We'll customize a no-hassle treatment plan to make opening your pool quick and easy. Relax and bring your water sample to BioGuard at Imperial Pool, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, or next to the Food Lion, Lake Wiley.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to finish up this rendition of the Gardener's Bench. It's been a pretty interesting show so far. We've covered a lot of things and gotten there. But you were asking me about Gumpo Azaleas off air. And we're kind of unique now. Everybody's gone to the Bloomathon and the Encores and all the new azaleas. Well, we've kind of gone back to the old-timey azaleas. Mm-hmm. We've got Southern Indicas, which are the ones you see down at Charleston that get so big. And you ride down the road and see azaleas around the old farmhouse that are 12 mm-hmm. feet tall. That's the Southern Indica. If you don't maintain them, they get big.
Yeah.
Have the big blooms. You got your Karumis that bloom early in Glendales and all kinds of other varieties. And the Satsukis are Japanese varieties. That's what the Gumpos want, and they generally bloom a little later.
Yep.
And we're doing five or six of those that everybody else has quit doing. So people have been coming from all over the place to buy them because they can't get them anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I kind of lucked out on
that's
that
smart,
one. Yeah.
Just stay with the old stuff, and people come back.
Well, the old-timey azaleas, as I call them, when they bloom in the spring, it only lasts about 5 or 6 weeks. But it is a mass of flowers. Mm-hmm. You can't even see the leaves on the plants for the flowers. The newer varieties, the Encores, like I say, in the Bloomathons or whatever, they flower, but the leaves almost cover up the flowers. It's mm-hmm. not a real vibrant thing. They bloom in the spring. They'll throw out some in the summer. Some people say they bloom in the summer, but they really don't. And then they'll throw out some in the fall. So you're just getting that one big flush of blooms three times a year instead of once.
Yep.
And I grew up down in Wilmington, North Carolina, where they had the Azalea Festival every year, so the whole city mm-hmm. was nothing but flowers.
Yeah.
I kind of like the old-timey varieties better. You were mentioning your trees. One thing we have had some trouble with, people trying to plant azaleas around oak trees, mm-hmm. and it does not work.
Yeah.
The oak trees take so much water out of the soil, and azaleas are very shallow-rooted, so mm-hmm. no water, you got a problem. So
that's true. Well,
pine trees don't seem to bother me. They sail under pines.
Well, midsummer, those trees are really drinking as much mm-hmm. as they can drink, and it hurts grass and trees.
It's unbelievable how much water oak tree will take out of the ground.
And the roots mm-hmm. go far away from that tree. Yeah.
Way far away. Okay, well, we've just run out of time, so we're done, and you're going to be on vacation.
I'll be on vacation
next week. So I'll have Mr. Paul Thompson with me next week. We're going to be talking about raised bed gardening. So have a good week.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.